Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Paul Horning, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live in the studio, and I have absolutely no idea. Is this why you set the camera up? Just for the shenanigans that this moron's doing?
I can't hear.
You are an idiot.
I don't know if gladiators had radio shows.
They don't.
How do you do the post-fight conference? Like, if you were in a gladiator and you won, and you went behind the stage or the Coliseum, how do you do an interview if you got a helmet on?
All right, first of all, I know. And it just proves again, you are a moron.
Why? Well, because things were getting heated earlier. I didn't feel safe. I had to go make sure I suited up. You know, but it brings up a great point, though. You know, this is like the original gladiators. This is not an easy suit to walk around in. I mean, one is hot.
It's harder to look at.
Made of copper. You could probably recycle it. You
know? I do like that we don't have to see him.
And then, you know, the Renaissance Festival, I mean, it's a great tie-in with that, like turkey legs.
Hey, will you wear that outfit out there?
I will. I mean, maybe we could joust. What happened to jousting? Why is there no jousting leagues or, like, clubs? Yeah, like rugby's a rough sport. We could start a jousting club.
Start one. I will give you 4 tickets to the Tampa Bay, to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival.
I need more than that, because we have a gladiator challenge we're starting. The 300-second gladiator warrior challenge, feet of strength, Clearwater Beach, for spring break.
Okay, first of all, you said we, and I don't want to be involved.
Well, I.
Okay.
We.
No.
Us?
No.
You?
No. Me.
Them.
All right, so are you going to wear the getup?
Depends. I mean, this is a lot.
No,
I mean,
no.
But this is how people protect themselves in battle.
Like, for me to get involved, whether it's emotionally,
okay,
physically, financially, and financially could be by providing giveaways.
Okay.
I need to want to be involved.
All right. What do you love about this concept?
Well, nothing.
Oh, yes, sir. To the right?
You got something to say over there?
Must be the sweetest judge.
No. It's just anytime we say something true, I'm going to push the button.
Oh, okay. All right.
I thought that's every time an angel gets their wings.
Now, typically, I would say it makes you look ridiculous. But there is nothing you could do that could make you can hit the bell, that could make you more ridiculous than being Matt McClellan.
That's not true.
Of course it's true.
Dude. People wish they had this kind of confidence. You can't. Most people don't have the courage to wear this outfit in public. You couldn't. They wouldn't stand it. They're so afraid of judgment and what people think of them. They're not like you, Randy. You're stone cold, baby. You're ice cold.
I am. So, because I don't care.
I have a gift for you, though.
I don't want your gifts.
I mean, it's in my gladiator outfit. Like, they don't have pockets in these suits.
I don't want anything.
Well, no, it's a gift.
No.
I swear to God.
Well, first of all.
We've established that you and I are equal when it comes to, like, amount of time served at sea, right? You're a Navy guy. Correct?
You just said...
That's a true statement.
You just said that's a true statement. Oh, my God. You've had the job of the bell for 30 seconds, and you blew it.
Check my Norwegian cruise card.
Put it this way. Coast Guard has more sea time than that. Air Force has more sea time than that. Go ahead.
But you like to collect coins, challenge coins. You have coins that mean a lot to you from the Thunderbirds and from the Blue Angels. I have one from Israel Del Toro. So this
I just saw him on TV.
This is a challenge coin for you from the Holinsky Hope Foundation. And it's a gift to you for mental health awareness, suicide prevention. And so I want you to have that to add to your collection.
I just want to say I don't have one yet.
Here you go. I got one for you.
I have extras. You know, you guys are always full of gifts. You know, you guys always give so much.
What is that white thing up there? Is that the price tag?
Well, gladiators, they age. You know, sometimes they...
It's an illegal substance, so police will be here shortly.
I wonder how they dyed their hair back in the
day. All right, so I went into my photos to look at some of the photos of things I wanted to talk about. And somebody put this post up, and I agree with this 100%. Oh, now you're a front runner.
I'm just saying.
You're wearing an Oakland A's hat. Well, First of all, just let me answer your other question. What you could have done, and one of the few things that I do, and I don't watch much of Pat McAfee, But one of the guy that wears the cowboy hat,
yeah,
wears earbuds that go down, not up. So, okay, like, they don't wear the headset because he wears his hat.
Right.
So he wears the thing that comes down below, which you could do with these. You could wear them the upside down way. But so here's a photo that I did take a picture of that I did want to discuss. So somebody said, and let me see if I can get the exact, oh, that's the other one. You want me to go off on that one first? How about the governor of wherever the hell the Kansas City Chiefs are from? Pluto. What? Mars.
Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The governor.
Okay. But it's in Missouri.
Pardoned.
Like, Kansas City is not even in this Kansas.
Well, there, yes, it is. It's there, stupid. There's part in both.
Nah, it's misleading.
It is misleading because there's parts in both. The governor pardoned Andy Reid's son.
Oh, what?
How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm against a lot of things.
Well, what if he goes over to Kansas and then he has no pardon? I mean, because if he crosses the state line.
Let me say this first. There is nothing that I say ever that's for shock value.
All right.
Is that true?
That's true.
I mean, if I say it, it may not be true. It may not be true, but I believe that it's true.
Okay.
I am a huge supporter of the death penalty. Okay? You cause damage. This, I don't know if the child died or is just permanently. Yeah. You know what? See you, meat. And I don't have any problems flipping the switch.
All right.
Andy Reid or Joe Reid or Steve Reid or Bob Reid or whatever. Let's be honest.
Does it matter how he dies? Like, because, you know, now they have this humane strategy where it's not so horrific when you take a prisoner's life that was on death row. Like, now they have to have, like, you know, you can't be like electrocuted. You can't set them on a firing squad. You can't execute them.
So how do you get rid of them?
Now it's like an injection or just some kind of liquid. But now there's a more humane one I saw.
So that's humane to stick a needle in.
Because the amount of time that you suffered, so they shorten the amount of time you suffered, apparently. Or there's something I saw recently.
I'm pretty sure the firing squad is pretty quick.
It's pretty quick, but it's gruesome. It's like bare knuckle boxing.
It's not gruesome. You don't even know it hit you.
Like, power slap is cleaner. It's more like the injection. Where bare knuckle is more gruesome.
I don't care how they put someone to death.
Okay.
I don't care.
Because, I mean, I'm pretty sure most gladiators, you know, probably died from lightning strikes. Because this is a metal suit. You're battling outside.
The other picture that I took, and think about this one, all right? This is a legitimate post that I agree with. If you get hit by a pitch in spring training, you should not get first base.
Why? It's practice.
The practice is, well, and what this person said, and this is true, how many starters play all nine innings?
Oh, none at this stage.
Right. It's spring training. It's not spring training, right?
Right.
So, you know, Harper may get in a bat. You know, your stars are, Bryce Harper's made the team. The team so bad that they got rid of their former star first baseman. Right. All right? And that's the business. It's part of the game. And we'll get to what happened with the Buccaneers and what's going to happen with the Buccaneers. But as these AAA guys are fighting to make a team, whether it's training camp for an NFL team, whether it's spring training for a professional baseball team, let's be honest. There's a spot or two, maybe, for you to make. So you're taking away an at-bat of a kid that's trying to make the big club.
Sure.
Okay? They look at stats.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you can easily say, well, all right, he's been hit three times. But you don't think he could have gotten three base hits. Right? You're thinking his average, his on base, is this, is that. So I think something should be done where maybe a ghost runner, or maybe, yes, first base is given, but he gets to still stay in bat. Now, it could be a drawback, too. You know, he may then strike out. Or she. I don't want to get in trouble. Yeah. Whoever's at bat.
You got to be sensitive to the ghost. I mean, you can't just call out ghost runners. And
you're not allowed to do that anymore. No. Have you watched that TV show, Ghost?
No.
Yeah, just check it out. It's pretty funny.
But my question is more about the Cactus League versus the Grapefruit League, the two spring training leagues.
This should be the dumbest question of the day.
Well, how come they don't play each other? Like, you know, like maybe have like a tournament where like spring training actually means something. Because right now it's just practice, right? Somebody gets beaned in the head, a home run, who cares? But, you know, make it where they play like a round robin for like in their zone, in their areas. And then the two best teams play each other. You know, and see which side has the best developmental league.
people are this dumb.
It's true.
Exactly. It's set up this way on purpose. Grapefruit plays grapefruit because you're not, you're going to be traveling for the next 6, 7, 8 months. It would be ridiculous, ludicrous, to, you know, for whoever, the Phillies, to them fly to Arizona.
They could walk. They could meet halfway.
And half the team doesn't play anyway.
So, I'm just saying. I mean, make it competitive. At least do something.
It is competitive.
It's not competitive. You go out there, all you're doing is drinking beer and eating hot dogs in the sun.
No, that's in the stands.
Getting sunburned.
That's in the stands. I haven't been to a spring training game. I haven't been to a baseball game. No, we went to one. What game did we go to?
Yeah, that was Denver.
Denver, it was fun. With
the Rockies. Well, let's do this. Why don't we go to a spring training game, the three of us?
Why don't we don't? Steve, do you want to go to a spring training game?
Absolutely.
All right, you and I will do it.
Listen. Ow. So let's do spring training.
Why do we have to do?
We'll let you pick best food stadium. So you pick the game we go to based on what food. You have Delco's, which is cheesesteak from Philadelphia in Dunedin. You've got.
So it's really not from Philly.
I mean,
I believe the rolls are from Philly.
I think they import.
Yeah, I think they bring the rolls.
And there's a new Philly place down on Central that's just getting ready to open.
Yep.
So I tagged you on a post that you got. Hopefully you unmuted me by then. Saw that, you know.
Have you apologized yet?
For cheesesteaks?
Then I haven't unmuted you.
I know what you're upset about. But you're not looking at it the right way. You're looking at the wrong guy.
I'm looking at you.
No, I'm not the guy.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not the guy.
Yeah.
That's an incorrect answer.
No, it's a true answer. The whole object, dummy, is the bell is when it's a true statement.
Oh.
And you just, so enough said. You know what else is enough said?
Is that an admission of guilt?
Yes. I'm done with you. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Bio Accelerator, and 8 Man Strong. New 8 Man Strong shirt. You had to buy it by either yesterday or today for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
If I get it in time, I will wear that when I judge World Class Fight Like.
Oh, I'm cold. Can I get one?
We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Rick Barry, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
On March 9th, UFC champ Sean O'Malley looks to rewrite his only loss against Marlon Chito Vera and Dustin Poirier against Benoit Saint-Denis. Live in Miami. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shoppe. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered,
face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Duffy Waldorf from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hi, we are back coming to you live in studio. I'm starting to get a hang of this.
Yeah?
You know, if I can get you two knucklehead cheeseburgers to get here earlier, where we can set up the banner and we can make this look like ours, then I can maybe be talked into hanging out here more often.
Do you wear any other hats than your Navy hat?
Very rarely. I have a few. I wear my 8-Man Strong hat.
Because you're an appraiser. I mean, you know what values are of like sports memorabilia. You've been doing this 40 years. You know, what's my relic? I'll be a team. How much value is going up here?
Nothing.
Would you like to buy it?
No.
No?
I have an Oakland A's in my studio, game-used Oakland A's jersey.
And have you ever wore your Navy hat backwards? Like,
no.
You always wear it forwards.
I'm an adult.
I mean, fine. Well, I think gladiators should wear their helmets backwards, too.
Oh, that one. You're such an idiot.
So hard to do this skit.
Oh, my God. Please, somebody help me.
Oh, that's a nice look. Look at that, Randy. Huh? Like, you don't think the gladiators ever put their cap backwards? I mean, that's how I personally...
Are you really doing this just to get on TV? Just
no,
to get...
I'm just saying that like, I feel like I'm riding a horse backwards. But, yeah, Randy. Come on, you don't like it?
No.
No, but like, you know, like... I wore my hat backwards because, like, it always...
It's pretty stupid.
No, but it always blocks my vision. Like, it's hard to see. Like, when I cooked in the kitchen at the restaurant, the bill, like, with the shadows of, like, the lighting and moving around, like, moving, using, like, making pizzas and cooking, it was always a distraction. So, like, I couldn't wear my hat normal. But everybody thinks it's, like, a sign of, like, immaturity, right? Like, kids wear it backwards. Like,
it definitely is immaturity.
The cartoons and the animation, they wear hat backwards.
Let me rephrase this before I get more hate mail. You wearing it backwards is immature. Other people, it's not. Exactly.
And to the Swedish judge, I would say he agrees.
Okay. Is that your whole story? That's everything you're talking about?
No. I have real content, actually. So have you ever been invited to a baby shower?
No.
So I've never been invited to a baby shower either. And this Saturday, a friend of mine who is a public speaker, he works with Tony Robbins, he's a motivational speaker, he's having a baby shower, and I was invited as a male. And so I at first I was kind of like, I'd never been invited to one. But I'm completely honored. I'm excited for it.
Why are you honored?
I think it's a, you know, it shows the relationship, shows that it's meaningful, that this is such a monumental moment in this man's life and his family.
What gift are you bringing?
I was going to bring some popticles. So they got my name on them. I'll just scratch that out. So I don't know. I got to go through your garage and see what I can give them. You know, I need something that's sealed and not used. And
hey, guess what I'm getting? A brand new garage door.
Oh, really?
I am. I can't wait. I can't wait.
But yeah, I got to give a gift. What would you give? I don't even know what to do. Like, how do you dress? You know, like...
Shorts and flip-flops.
That's your way of dressing. I mean, you're...
I made a reservation for dinner. It's our anniversary coming up. And my wife just had the knee replacement. And I'm thinking about doing something really nice. So I made a reservation at some steakhouse called Burns.
Okay.
I didn't know you have to get dressed up.
Yeah, it's fancy. I mean, their velvet cake room, dessert room is off the charts. It's like legendary.
Well, I went there once. I think I was a newlywed then.
Okay.
But what's the object of having to get dressed up?
I think it's a sign of respect. It's
for what? You're going to throw spices on a meal made by a top star, blue star, what's the guy?
Top chef?
No, but you know, when you get those 4-star, a Michelin. Right.
Oh, okay.
So just because you know how to drive on tires, now you're a Michelin chef.
Okay.
You're going to throw salt and pepper after a Michelin chef makes you food.
I wouldn't do that. I would never do that.
That was your question for him.
I questioned when the right time was for you to.
But now I have to wear. I don't even own a coat. I'm going to have to wear that coat I got at Salvation Army that I wore at the Navy Army game.
I mean, I have a suit you can borrow.
Dead air's not good.
I'm just saying, I got a suit of armor for you. You can wear this. Oh, they can't say you're not wearing it, or you go naked, then you're wearing your birthday suit.
Oh, what's the line of the day? I already forgot it.
Discipline?
Yeah, discipline.
No, that was yesterday's.
This dumb.
So,
what is it?
People are this dumb.
Yeah.
I'll wait. So the question is, you know, what gifts should I bring? What's appropriate? If any of you followers or listeners are tuning in, as a male, have you been invited to a baby shower? If so, what do I expect? Is it champagne and peace and tranquility? Is it excitement and over the top? Is it
Biden flies migrants into U.S. with parole program? Maybe. Now, I don't watch the news on purpose.
Because you can't see that far?
Because I don't. It's kind of like you saying how, you know, if you don't know, then you can't be mad.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm moving in here. I'm going to move in and live in the studio here.
Okay. But what do I give? What gift would you give? What's appropriate? Because you said you've never been to a baby shower as a male.
You know, I see people respond all the time on the Book of Face when stupid questions are asked.
Okay.
And this falls into that category.
Why?
Okay. So people post, what's the weather like in Las Vegas? There's a thing called Google.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best restaurant in Vegas? There's a thing called Google.
Well, I was hoping to get an answer from an older, wiser source than the internet.
Tell me, like, I'm going to pretend like I care for. I don't want to spend much time on this. Our next break's coming in 4 minutes.
Just tell me what you would do.
I don't know who the person is. I don't know the relationship. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. I don't know if it's their first or 14th. First. How long they've been married?
They're not married yet. First.
Okay. So they had a child out of wedlock. Interested.
I don't know. I don't know the timeline.
Just like a wedding, don't you ask where they're registered?
Yeah, They are registered.
So there you go. So why would you waste my time? It's bad enough you're wasting the listener's time.
What are you talking about?
And Matt, who runs the board.
And then people get upset if you don't buy something off
the register.
That's right. They're like, I got 14 walks. I needed another one.
Oh, they're at baby list. That must be a thing.
All right. So,
but see, I've never been invited to a wedding. I mean, the last wedding I got invited to was November 2nd. November 2nd is the only wedding I've been invited to.
First of all, you haven't been invited.
I mean, I was asked to work.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm here to help Steve.
Now, hold on a second. If you're trying to, you know, be funny, you haven't been asked to do anything.
I'm DJ Tony's like assistant.
DJ Tony's not DJing it.
I'm running sound. Like, I'm
DJ Tony's not even going to be there.
I have a really long extension cord.
Yeah, from your house.
Well, I mean, I got to tap in.
All right.
I'm not invited now. Are you that mad?
As of right now, nobody's invited. The invitations have not gone out.
Well, how big a wedding can we afford? Let's have a massive one.
Well,
727-441-3000 if you want to pick up the phone and talk to this more.
Yeah, let me know. Let me know how you're feeling out there. I want to know what to bring a baby shower as a male. I don't know if there's all
we
men.
We just answered it.
I know. That's an easy way to. That's a cheap. I was wanting impromptu. I want spontaneity.
First of all, they don't want that. They're telling you what they want.
Oh, I guess so.
They don't want your opinion. Yeah. They don't want you to bring what you want or what you think they want. They're telling you what they want.
And if you don't go off the list, when they're writing the thank you notes, they're going, God, this guy's an idiot.
Oh, man.
And I've asked them to write that on it.
So you're not able to go impromptu. You can't just bring a random. I was going to bring like an 8-man strong hat.
And t-shirt.
T-shirt matching set.
Yeah.
People are this dumb.
I will tell you this, that we had a onesie made from 8-Man Strong for Nell. So Nell had an original 8-Man Strong onesie. And then, in my opinion, the legendary Tampa Bay Buccaneer, not Shaq Barrett, Warren Sapp, sent a Sapp onesie.
I'll trade you my collectible
A's hat. Not interested in anything you have.
Can you bring a gift that's a trade? It has to be new.
What are you trading them? You're giving them just something.
A rare hat.
And what do you want from them?
Classic.
What do you want from them? The baby?
Respect.
Yeah.
I don't get it here.
You know, every time you say that, I think of Roman Reigns, you know, when he screams, acknowledge me. It's the same kind of, you're begging for something that you don't deserve.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Now, speaking of Seth Rollins, though, we were at Five Below with my daughters the other day. They had a whole Seth Rollins like kit. And so I showed the picture of us together in Vegas. And, oh, you see that guy right there on the wall? I know that guy.
You don't know him.
Well, I will when I go to his garage sale and buy all those fancy suits.
You took a picture with him.
I took a picture with him.
You know,
I took more of a picture of the outfit than the person.
Well, to be honest, he's a nicer person than how cool the outfit is.
The outfit's legendary.
No, it was cool. It's not legendary. I mean, his outfit was cool, but the person known as Seth Rollins is really a good dude.
That's not his real name?
No.
Dang it.
No. So what I started to say until you took me off on a tangent is Paul Heyman was the first announced inductee at WrestleMania in Philadelphia. I didn't know that he was from the Philadelphia area, but us Philadelphians stick together. Guy on my Facebook page that said he hates me.
That's not muted yet. Can you just mute him for my sake?
I couldn't even tell you who he is.
Oh.
I would have to wait for him to rip me again to figure it out. Oh, that's the guy. I don't care. Hate me. Hate me makes me feel stronger.
Who, like, who do you hate? Don't say me.
Other than you.
No. Oh, other than me.
Yeah.
Who's somebody you hate?
All right, let me think about it.
Contractors.
Let me think about it. And if I can come up with one, I'll let you know in the words of, was it the Newlywed Game, the dating game? In 2 and 2. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerator.
Hey, yo, this is Rocky Balboa. You're talking sports with Randy Harris. Hey, yo, I got the whole family over here. You got, yo, Adrian, Coffin Lincoln, yo, Butkus. Yo, man, that sound, man. I want to sound like a Kentucky Fried idiot.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
Imagine vibrant banners fluttering in the wind, attention-grabbing vehicle wraps cruising the streets, and professional signs that showcase your brand with impact. At Compass Banners Printing and Wraps, we specialize in turning your ideas into visual masterpieces. Give us a call at 727-522-7414. Compass Banners Printing and Wraps, your compass to effective marketing.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Vernon Davis, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out in studio. What are you doing?
Dancing. The jamming in here today. Tantalk 106.1. Get it. I see, I grew up in Indiana. I like country. What's your favorite music?
Mine?
Yeah.
You know, I like country. I like 70s. I'm a big 70s.
Yeah.
80s is okay.
Okay.
I'm a big, shockingly, I'm a big Scorpions fan.
I figured.
I became one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's so many. I wonder what a Scorpion fans are called. Are they Scorpies? Scorpies?
I don't know. Peons? I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Bam. What's next, Randy? Dave Portnoy's in town.
Yeah, he is.
It's exciting.
I still want him to send one of his goons to beat you up.
Not his goons. I mean, I've had other people send people after me before. Didn't end real well.
Shocking. But
I actually want to get to know the guy. I want to meet him. Like, if you think back, he did exactly what we do. He was sports talk journalism. He did antics and crazy wild things for it was obnoxious and to get attention. And then he finally had a one stick that really took off. You know, the pizza review thing. It was just such a simple concept, but it caught on so fast. And that's all it takes in this world. All you have to do is have one creative moment, and it goes viral, and you get notoriety for creating it, and your whole life changes like overnight. He bought a $40 million house in Nantucket. You know, like, this guy's living his best life, living in Miami, traveling the world. Every community he goes to, he creates like a frenzy. He's a star. Like, you know, and all came from sports talk radio. And, you know, when you think about history of sports talk radio, it's kind of boring. You know, like, no disrespect to Alex Weghorn, who I love. But, you know, Alex was very, like, stat-driven. He wanted to tell you every score of the soccer game and how many points and how many hamstrings were injured. And, you know, it was very factual. And you have a lot of radio journalists that are that way. But we're more of a variety show. We cover everything. We do anything. We go to baby showers as men. Like, we're forward, man.
Well, again, we. You keep saying we. We're not a we.
We're together. You and I, man.
We're not like...
Don't divorce. Let's go.
Peanut butter and jelly.
We can be cool and aid. You know, it's not together, but it's still there.
I met Cole. Have you ever met Cole?
No.
Yeah, I met Cole. Steve and I met... See, Steve and I do a lot of things together.
A lot.
A lot. Yeah.
We even mute together.
About to mute you.
Yeah, we went and saw Cole and the gang, and I got to meet Robert Cole. Mm. Robert Cole Bell from Cole and the Gang.
How cool was that?
It was so cool. Yeah. It really was cool. And I want to thank Vet Ticks for those tickets.
Should thank Cool the cigarettes. They could sponsor that whole group. It's important to have a cool sponsor, you know, like a tie-in, right? We need more sponsors. I need sponsors. I need somebody. I need a ride home, actually. if I got an Uber, you know, just come by and pick up an old Gladiator.
While you're boring us, let me bore everyone and let them know what we'll be covering for the rest of the week. So tomorrow, we'll be out at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete.
Yep.
Friday, I'm looking forward to this. And I know that people don't want to hear what you get, what the media gets, all the freebies, all the blah, blah, blah. I'm going, Steve and I, sorry. Sorry, we. We. Wake up over
there.
We're going to the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Guess what flows in the media room?
Lemonade.
Arnold Palmer.
Pretty close.
Can't wait.
It's just a flowing stream.
It's a flowing. It's like, you know, that chocolate thing that you do at the buffet. Wow. This is Arnold Palmer. Saturday, we'll be headed down to Miami with a possible pit stop. I spoke to him yesterday. Tito's Taqueria.
Am I going to 299?
No.
But if I apologize for like what I did wrong, can I go?
No.
Come on.
No.
And then take it back later.
Yeah, exactly. See, we both know Matt. Not only will he take it back, right?
Come on. Let me get to 299.
And then Sunday, Steve and I, my producer, the producer of Knockout Radio and everything that I do, we've got a decision to make. There's so many things on Sunday.
Like?
That you're not going to.
Exactly. Exactly. Do we drive to Orlando from Fort Lauderdale and go to the final day of the Arnold Palmer Invitational to cover it for our people?
Okay.
It's all for our people. Or do we drive home and cover Nolan as well as the main event at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete.
Okay. Or?
Or we allow you to come with us, and then we leave you there.
Hmm.
I'd like that.
Well, maybe I can get a ride with Portnoy back.
Do you got rope or something, Steve, that we can throw him on the top of the vehicle?
Yeah, I don't even want to do that.
Okay. If you're out there, like I saw my boy Drew Garabo, like looking for Dave Portnoy. If we can get Dave to call in or come here, like I'll give him a one-of-one autographed helmet signed by Lorenzo Hunt, the double champ, BKFC champ, going for three division titles against Mick Terrell in Knucklemania 4.
Hold on a second. Let's don't get ahead of ourselves at Knucklemania 4. Everybody anticipated this and anticipated this news, but Mike Richmond is out of retirement.
He's back. I sent him a message yesterday.
Yeah, as did I. And good dude, even though he was a Marine. And he will be the main event here in Tampa. Now, where is that event being held? Do you know, Steve? Do you know?
No, I don't.
I think it's at the Hard Rock or the Harley Davidson.
That's what I heard.
I think it's at Burt Harley Davidson.
Now, is it at the Harley Davidson or is it at that?
It's at the
thing next door.
Well, the OCC chopper. Right. Their venue.
Right. A friend of mine runs it.
Which makes sense because it's more about the pay per view. It's, you know, instead of a big arena, so it's a different feel. But it's outdoor. You know, it's under a canopy, so it's a great venue. I did a ring announcing there for the fights once.
Of course you did.
So it was great.
Yeah.
Now, Steve was there. He was actually my number one fan.
Yeah, and only.
He was my plus one.
And only.
So that's... but yeah, I mean, Knucklemania 4, Lorenzo Hunt is, if he wins this, got to put him up there. The greatest boxer, maybe the greatest combat sport.
No, first of all, no.
Of all time.
No.
Three division champion.
Not the greatest boxer.
Because everybody in the world has knuckles. So you don't have to have a special train. Like, if you want to be a great hockey player, you got to live in a climate that conduces.
Are you
that.
Trying to tell me that there's a professional boxer, okay? I don't know. I'm not saying that I do. But where the weight classes are like 3 or 5 pounds different, doesn't have, because I'm going to tell you that there has. There's fighters that, boxers.
Oh, yeah, right.
That have had more than three divisions.
What? Yeah, but they do it all about their different promotions, right?
No, they unify the belts all the time. No. Listen to me. Just for once, listen to me. Right. I'm not saying the same weight class in different promotions, WBO, WBC, IFL, all of those. There are boxers. How many different weight classes did Oscar De La Hoya win? You know, again. Yeah. Well, you have Google. Google it.
That's a lot of work.
Or you can do it at the break. But there's plenty of boxers, I'm going to say, because the weight classes are so close.
Sure.
That have more
maybe
than
not number of the titles at the same time, but three classes. Like, I mean, because he's going to vacate two.
He already has.
To give Jared Warren and Dyer a rematch. So they're fighting for the vacant belt.
And I believe that's in Fort Lauderdale around June.
Is it?
The Warren fight.
So, what an incredible feat.
No, for sure. I'm not trying to belittle it.
But I have a one-of-one black gladiator helmet. If we can get Portnoy to call in or come here, somebody out in the community that's with them or sees them, if you can get them on the show today, then I will gift that to Portnoy. Or should I give it to the fan?
Or maybe you could, Portnoy will come if you don't give him gifts and you leave.
Really?
Possibly. He knows about you.
Of course. But I think, I mean, I've been public about my appreciation for what he does now.
But
that's a long time ago.
But, you know, apologies, you know, like I've said before, they're useless.
Yeah.
Well, even though I want you to apologize for the other thing. Apologies are... apologies.
You're really on that apology.
Yeah, yeah. Exception.
Well, apologies really, yeah. Apologies are useless for because it just means... It just means, and this is what I've told my kids, and I've told you this on the air, apology just means you got caught.
No, I didn't get caught. It's on public film.
Right.
It was public. It wasn't a sneak. It wasn't a shady. It wasn't like unplugged a security system or like snuck in a back door. It was the public.
Well, outdoors. You just didn't get caught at that.
No,
it's sneaking in the back door.
No, it's public. It's an outdoor event.
It's all good. It's all good.
Man.
Hey, so
do you want your apology now or you want it later?
No, you're done. What, Steve?
Lorenzo Hunt has asked me a couple of times if he could come on the show. Think we can have him on the show sometime?
Well,
we ask the producer?
He was on Bones of Domes last night.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, he said the greatest line in all combat sports. He said he gets up at 3:59 a.m. And he gets up. He beats his alarm clock up. Then he gets up every morning without the alarm being set. He's up before the sun comes up. And he goes, if the sun can't beat me, you can't beat me.
Nobody can beat me.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
The juggernaut.
But then we could have Lorenzo Hunt in here, and then the big juggernaut thing, if it can fit through the door.
But you know what's great about Lorenzo is that he just had a conviction and a belief in himself. When you took me to the fights in downtown St. Pete, he wasn't fighting. He wasn't a belt holder. He just said with his heart, I'm going to be champion. I'm going to be the best they've ever seen. And a lot of people tell me those things. A lot of people talk to me in confidence. And I can tell right away from the words they use, if it's negative, if it's reinforced, if they believe it.
I've told you stuff that I know you don't believe, because you know why? I don't believe it.
Right. Yeah. You have to believe in yourself first. And Lorenzo is a prime example of a kid who believed in himself, worked hard, created action steps to make it visible for the world to see, and is now your double champion, about to be the three division champion. And he's right. A title, a belt without going through Lorenzo, it changes the asterisk. It changes the importance of that division until it's settled. And Keith Thurman talks about this publicly. He's got a fight coming up against Tazoo. He talks about with Terrence Crawford and all those guys, a win at the top without going through Thurman does not resonate the same. It's not the same thing.
Hold on a second.
Ain't no champ unless I say so.
Hold on a second. For him to say that.
That's what he said.
Yeah, and I'm saying, if I offend, I offend. I say what I believe. For him to say that means nothing. I'm sorry. It's easy to say, for it to be a champion, you have to go through me. Hey, if Matt, somebody else was to say that.
Hey, Matt, what's the address of the studio? No, go ahead.
Whatever, 1521 Myrtle? Something like that.
706 Good. Myrtle.
Yeah, Keith. No, he got it. 706 Myrtle.
There you go. 706. Keith, we're here waiting.
Whatever.
All right, go ahead.
I'm just, if you were to say you're the greatest talk show host of all time, it doesn't mean anything, because it's like giving yourself like this naked stupidity. It's giving yourself the nickname. If somebody gives you the nickname, that's earned. Okay. If somebody says the only way to that you're the rightful champion, which is still wrong, but to say is to go through whoever that may be, then all right. But for you to say the only way you're the rightful champ is to go through me is just you're promoting yourself to get that fight.
Well, who gave my favorite talk show host their nickname? Sally Raphael.
What's her nickname?
Jesse.
I don't know.
How did I get Jesse's skinny girl. Santa? I didn't own that.
Well, Cam Newton called you
Cam
that.
Cam Newton speaking called you that.
Speaking of Cam Newton.
He's a bad dude.
Should we talk about it at a break?
No, let's hit this break and then we'll talk about Cam Newton.
Cam Newton, 7-on-7, baby.
No, 7-on-1. We'll be right back.
This is Michael Clayton from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Say goodbye to outdated equipment and welcome the latest smart technology into your home. With CoolBreeze AC, you can effortlessly control the temperature and create the perfect environment from anywhere at any time. Call CoolBreeze today at 727-954-3605.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Sean Salisbury with ESPN, talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Final segment for hour number two. I just happened to see this on the Book of Face. It is being reported by Scott Reynolds from Pewter Report that Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are roughly 20-some million dollars apart.
Oh, wow.
As negotiations have started.
Uh-oh. That's not a good sign.
And reading into this, and I don't know if this is from Scott Reynolds or who said this, but I guess Baker Mayfield's camp is rumored to be around the $44 million a year number. And it says, thinking that Baker Mayfield is a better quarterback than the New York Giants starter Daniel Jones, who makes an average of $40
million. Mm.
I do think Baker Mayfield is better. Okay. According to this article, source Scott Reynolds from Pewter Report, Tampa Bay is rumored to have either countered or started with an offer of $25 million per year, which is in the Geno Smith area. I think Baker Mayfield's better than Geno Smith.
I agree. And he's going to sell more tickets, bring more value.
I think he's better.
More exciting, better playmaker.
I said it the day that they signed him. I was a big Baker Mayfield guy. I'm a big off the field just as much as on the field.
Yeah.
I know that Baker is that guy. Baker will dive 2 yards inbounds to get a first down instead of run out of bounds 2 yards too short.
Well, you know a guy who also would do the same kind of laying it all out there, doing helicopter jumps at the goal line, John Elway, and they announced that Russell Wilson is no longer a Bronco.
And people are like, let's get Russell. He'll take a deal better. Did anybody see how Russell Wilson played last year?
What's going on with that guy? Is it just too much money, no more passion? Did you run out of passion at that level?
I don't know. You know, you can only answer yourself.
For sure.
Okay, you don't know. You don't know the life. I mean, Tom Brady has more money than most.
Yeah.
But look, did you see that he just ran his 40 faster than at the combine?
For sure.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's a testament of taking care of your body and anti-aging and eating the right foods. He eats Subway, he doesn't eat bread.
Right.
But did you see
how... Do you know how hard that is to cut out?
Crazy.
I've been saying that I need to get this diet started, A, for the wedding, and B, they just announced... the date of the Hall of Fame induction.
Oh, okay.
I believe it's November 17th.
Yeah, I think it's something
16th,
like that.
17th. So I may want to start my diet to look good when I get inducted. I figure I'll start around September.
You know what I found interesting? Tom Brady's building...
That I'm being inducted?
Well, not another that. But Tom Brady has a mega mansion that he's being built. It's almost done with construction in Miami.
He's having his mansion built quicker than I'm getting quotes to do windows.
It's funny how all the articles now, they're listing him as philanthropist, comma, football great or football player. So the narrative now is that he's a philanthropist, just a giving guy, not the GOAT in sport. So I thought that was an interesting take on how they're trying to rebrand Tom Brady.
I guess this year he comes out, right? Not comes out. I saw your look. I didn't mean that.
You're the pants back on.
You know, then he's coming out to his job. He starts his job as the commentator.
Speaking of a commentator, we lost a commentator recently. ESPN commentator Chris Mortensen. Not a legendary figure necessarily, but a distinguished career. Mm-hmm. A well-known guy, a guy that
I believe very well respected.
That's the thing. I mean, I think, you know, he was respected for his craft. He was, people talked to him. They're open with him. He got inside information without a big mouth to, you know, leak it to tabloids and such. So, yeah, and that's what you've built your career on is that trustworthiness of, you know, knowing the guys in the locker room. Even back when women were allowed in the locker room, you know, you were there for all that.
The hell's that got to do with anything?
Well, your friend was accused of something from that era. Well, you were there. What happened? What really happened?
A, what are you talking about?
There was an ESPN analyst. She said someone in the Bucks locker room during the 2000 championship, like, treated her poorly. Well, you were there. Like, did that happen?
Well, first of all, you said my friend, and we don't know who
You're friends with all the guys. You're in the locker room.
I'm friends with all the guys. Two, we don't. What's her name? Andrews.
Aaron Andrews.
If she wasn't willing to name the person that offended her, it's not a story.
So media can't hide behind anonymous source or not state the person the targeted. Like, does she need to call them out in order for it to be legitimate?
I believe so.
That's a great strategy. I mean,
it's not a strategy. It's not a strategy.
It's a great point.
Thank you.
Isn't it supposed to be in her book or something?
Yeah, but is it in the book? Or is it somebody from the team, somebody from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, made me cry because they didn't like her question?
And even in the book, maybe not name the person.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, A, for this to be not leaked, allegedly she said it. I mean, I don't read her stuff or anything. And that's not a derogatory. I don't read anybody's stuff. But, you know, to say somebody offended me so that everybody can imagine who it was. I mean, I know three or five people from that team that it could have been. I don't know. I don't care. Because if you don't have whatever, the basketballs to say who it is, it's a non-story to me.
Well, Randy Harris has abused me for years, and I am a victim.
And let me lay the gauntlet down and just say, and it will continue as long as you refuse to leave.
We don't have anywhere to go. I'm stuck.
I'll drive you wherever you want and leave you.
I got a guy. I got a driver.
Your wife and daughters have asked me numerous times. Drive them to Texas. Leave them in Nevada.
Yeah, but I'll come back. I always find
you've proven that. You have proven that.
It's easier to get back when you don't leave.
that's true. I'm with all of that. So this weekend, UFC 299 in Miami. Steve and I will be there. Where are you going to watch it?
Man, maybe I'll be in the fight camp. I'll just call Gilbert Burns and see if he's got an extra spot.
Okay.
I mean, I was at his house 2 weeks ago.
It'd be a good idea. That would be fantastic.
I mean, that would be the next logical way, because media in the big arenas, I don't know if Miami is like that, but if it's at Sunrise, you know, they put us on the floor, I think. But usually in the big arenas, like where media is up high and you got a better view, but like you're not really in the back. So,
First of all, media's never in the back. Okay, media's watching the events. Media's in the press room shooting video, working. Yeah. There's a reason that Steve leapfrogged the number four slot that you sit in, you know, to move up to be able to go.
Yeah.
Because he works.
That I forgot that part.
Yeah.
that's a great point.
That's Brandon. Just something that you don't do.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's right. But you know what? But people need me there. Like, you know, I'm good. Like, maybe I could be like Bruce Buffer's setup guy. You know? Like
Fluffer?
A fluffer buffer. The buffer fluffer.
Well, where do gladiators go to watch UFC?
Where do gladiators go to buff?
What are you talking about?
We're talking about where you're going to watch the UFC from.
Yeah. I would hope to watch it from the octagon.
From the octagon.
With your suit?
Seems like the best seat in the house.
With your armored suit?
Maybe I'll be like the referee.
A lot of good fights this weekend.
I just watched the old Matt Hughes Frank Trigg fight in its full duration.
One or two?
I didn't know there was two.
Ooh, you didn't know? Oh, yeah. See? Again.
It's the one where Matt Hughes choked out Trigg.
Yeah, he did that in both of them.
Dang it. Well, if that's your signature move, that's good.
Exactly.
It's a good strategy.
If that's your go-to.
Yeah, I don't know which one it was. But I love the passion.
I will tell you this much. Matt wins them both.
Well, when you saw Matt run him across the ring and body slam him, and you saw the crowd, literally the fans jumped out of the seat. Like, the energy of the crowd was nothing like it is today.
I remember I did not jump out of my seat, but I remember the emotions, you know, that it was. So, all right, 2 hours down, 2 hours to go. When we return, we'll head down to Miami. This weekend's UFC 299, Kyler Phillips coming up, Macy Barber at the bottom of the hour, and we'll have to put up with Matt for a little longer. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with guitars and drummers go crack.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Cabbage from the UFC, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.